Republicans are one win away. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. If they take one of the 13 still undecided House races, they'll have the majority. House Republicans hold leadership elections today, with Kevin McCarthy hoping to be the next speaker. In Arizona, Democrat Katie Hobbs has won, beating Carrie Lake in a close governor's race.
The Fox News decision desk predicts the race may yet go to a recount under Arizona law. Lake tweeted her frustration and disappointment last night, writing, quote, "Arizonans know BS when they see it."
Fox's Jillian Turner. Lake was one of the Republicans who questioned the 2020 election results, backed by former President Trump. Tonight, he is expected to announce another run for the White House in 2024. His ex-vice president might run against him. Mike Pence tells Fox's Hannity,
"Frankly, when the president returned to some of the rhetoric about me and others who had taken a stand for the Constitution, I thought it was best that we just go our separate ways."
Pence has a new book out today detailing more about that infamous day of the Capitol riot last year when he refused to block Joe Biden's election certification like Trump wanted. Ukraine is a big issue at the summit of G20 nations. President Volodymyr Zelensky delivered or addressed it by video.
"Russia must withdraw all its troops and armed formations from the territory of Ukraine. Ukraine's control over all sections of our state border with Russia must be restored."
Leaders are considering a declaration to deplore Russia's aggression, though not all members agree. Also at the summit, President Biden included the U.S. among countries pledging $20 billion to help host country Indonesia fight climate change. And then
he did call out sick to the leaders' dinner this evening. We are told he does not have COVID. We know that they sent Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State, in his stead.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the summit. We just got another report showing inflation moderating. Wholesale prices rose just 0.2% last month, year over year. It's an 8% increase in the producer price index, and that's sending stock futures surging on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The day before former President Trump's expected announcement of another run for president, he was a no-show at the House, refusing to comply with a subpoena to testify before the Democrat-led committee investigating last year's Capitol riot. He also won a round in court in a legal fight against ex-Trump attorney Michael Cohen.
In the lawsuit filed against former President Trump and former Attorney General Bill Barr, Cohen alleged he was sent to a federal prison in retaliation for writing a tell-all memoir. Cohen had been sentenced to prison in 2019 for tax evasion, lying to Congress, and campaign finance violations. He was released to home confinement because of the COVID pandemic in 2020. But he was then ordered back to prison weeks later after the Federal Bureau of Prisons said he violated the conditions of his home confinement by engaging with the media with his book. An attorney for Cohen says he's planning an appeal. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Today marks a milestone. The UN estimates the world population will reach 8 billion people. Now another number. The migrants stopped crossing the border illegally last month, which started a new fiscal year. 230,000, continuing last year's record pace.
According to numbers released this week, the border is seeing a growing number of people coming from countries like Cuba, Nicaragua, and Colombia, while less Venezuelans are crossing after new asylum restrictions were introduced by the Biden administration in October. Cubans are replacing Venezuelans as the second largest nationality after Mexicans, with this being the biggest migration of Cubans since 1980. This comes after the forced resignation of Chris Magnus as commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection.
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. On Monday Night Football, the Eagles stopped soaring. They lost their first game of the season, beaten by the Washington Commanders. Washington beat Philadelphia 32-21. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.